Even though
I'm really good at it.
I
can criticize myself.
I can criticize myself.
Like there's no tomorrow.
Like there's no tomorrow.
One mistake.
One mistake.
And I can beat myself up.
And I can beat myself up.
For decades.
For decades.
Oh, I'm keeping score. I don't ever forget.
I don't ever forget.
All the times. I mispronounced a word.
Said something stupid.
Mixed up names.
Forgot names.
All the times. I thought I was doing it right. And somebody got hurt.
Offended.
Disappointed.
Oh, I'm a critic.
And I'm keeping score.
Doesn't matter how much I accomplish.
Doesn't matter how far I've come.
I'm keeping score.
I've done some stupid things. Some thoughtless things. Ridiculous things. Embarrassing things. Even when I feel good. That can't last too long.
Because I'm going to screw it up.
Should have drove a different way.
Should have left earlier.
Should have known better.
Should have recognized something.
Long before it hurt me. Shouldn't have been where I was. Should have spoke up.
Should have wanted more.
I would have, should have, could have.
Always.
All day.
All the time.
Sometimes I even lose sleep over it.
My perceived failures.
I wonder why.
I can't allow for humanness.
Oh, I can't do that.
I need to be perfect.
I need to be superhuman.
I need to know it all.
And fit it all in.
I need to know all the right answers.
And live perfectly.
Even though I don't know what perfect is.
Oh, yes, I do. It's what I'm not doing.
I'm so busy.
Keeping score.
My inner critic.
As good.
Or you jerk.
You're going to pay for this. Where does humanness fit? Can't there be a new category?
I want a new column.
In the ledger of me.
I want humanness.
And I don't want to see it as bad. I have hormones.
Brain chemistry.
Memories.
DNA.
Genetic coding.
I have so many things going on in my body.
I'm going to have a human experience.
I want to see this differently.
I want to show up.
And feel safe anyway.
I want to laugh.
At my humanness.
And laugh kindly.
I want to be kind to me.
There's so many times.
I can forgive someone else.
For being stupid.
Thoughtless. Late.
Inconsiderate.
I forgive them so easily.
But if it's me,
I'm keeping score.
I'm never going to let myself
off the hook.
Even when I'm proud of me.
The critic sneaks in.
Whispering.
Yeah, but you could have done it better.
You could have been more confident.
More organized.
More intuitive.
More creative.
I wonder who started this game.
I wonder what it serves.
Oh, that's right.
As long as the critic's alive and well.
I'm going to feel more human.
More limitation.
Than inspiration.
And spirit.
and spirit.
It's such a weird setup. And I'm shifting it right now. I'm tapping in. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping. Into a new paradigm. Of me. I invite the critic. To feel acknowledged. To feel validated. To feel blessed. I'm inviting the critic. To relax. To transform with me. To have a better sense of humor. To lighten up. And I want more than that. I invite my critic. My inner critic. To expand its perspective. And to accept. My humanness. In a way. That's exciting. If it's hard. It means. I get the thrill. Of overcoming it. If it's difficult, it means I get to test myself. If I embarrass myself, it means I get to practice self-love. If I feel unworthy, it means I get to practice self-discipline. Anyway. I want to see this differently. I invite my inner critic. To keep score. But it, of all the ways. I take the bad feelings. And I still show up.
I still do good things.
All the ways I've set myself up. To simply feel bad. I really want to let that go. It's just a matter of practice. I haven't practiced my way. Into receiving well yet. I haven't practiced my way. Into great self-worth. Yet.
Yes.
I haven't practiced my way. Into juggling a business. And my ultimate health. Yet.
Yes.
But I'm going to keep trying.
I keep trying.
Sometimes I get close. Sometimes I circle right back around. But the truth is, I've come a long way. I'm doing great things. Wouldn't it be nice? If my inner critic. Absolutely. Kept score. And expanded its perspective. Just a little bit. Every oops. Every almost. Every oh, I wish that wouldn't have happened. Means I get another opportunity. To explore. Not just humanness. But the human spirit. Because I keep showing up. No matter how hard it is for me. No matter how embarrassing it is. To be me. I keep showing up. I want to see the value. Of the human experience. Even when it includes. The human,
inner critic,
and the human spirit, that keeps moving forward. Anyway. That's pretty good.